Governor Tony Evers delivered his second State of the State address last night in the State Assembly chamber.
As I reflect on my first year in office, although there were setbacks and occasional political posturing, what I call huffing and puffing, we also had a lot of success, and I'm proud of everything we accomplished in just a year's time.
Governor Evers pointed toward statewide successes such as expanding health care access in rural areas and increased state spending on education. Evers also announced new groups being tasked with investigating the impact student loan debt has on Wisconsinites and nonpartisan redistricting. He also announced a special legislative session on the rural economy. Our next guest joins us to talk about last night's address. Arnold Schober is professor of government at Lawrence University in Appleton. Arnold, welcome back to the show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, some political posturing and huffing and puffing. Do you see a little more to it than that in the standoff between the governor, Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers?
I don't see it ending. And in fact, there was a lot of kind of inside baseball in that speech where Evers was really trying to kind of get back at the Republicans in the legislature from the last year's work. You saw a lot of talk about kind of agriculture. Evers was famously extremely, quote, PO'd about them turning down his nominee for debt cap, and that came through in the address. And he also mentioned many things that they had stripped out of the budget. So I think he's not quite settled on a new agenda this year, but will try to do many of the same things by other means.
The governor did try to highlight some cases of bipartisan cooperation on particular bills, giving nods to Democrats and Republicans who work together and saying, hey, we can find common ground on issues like supporting agriculture in Wisconsin. Do you think past all the debate, there's room to get that kind of thing done?
I think there's room. I mean, farm issues are an area that Republicans, most of the Republicans represent most of the agricultural parts of the state. And so for them, it's much more of a constituency issue, perhaps, than some of the Democrats in the legislature. And so he's trying to play to them and their issues and really inviting them to come along. Now, they have, as you know and your listeners know, have big differences with the governor about how to go about things, the appropriate scope of regulation and whatnot. But he is trying to meet them in a policy area that he knows is important to them and their constituents.
Governor's talking about, with this special session that he's calling for, things like trying to boost dairy exports from Wisconsin, bring back more extension agents to help farmers out, and boost rural mental health care. Do you see those as being controversial, or are those things that, as you say, Republicans with that rural constituency might be able to get on board with?
They'll certainly be able to get on board with some form of most of them. Now, the mental health issue, the legislature had withheld funding from that last summer, which is one of the reasons Evers was ticked off at them, and Pfaff was as well. But they are issues that are hard to cast in kind of hard partisan light, and I think that there will be some traction. Now, if the form is what the governor wants, it remains to be seen, but I do think we'll see some legislative activity on them.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss sent a press release today stating, quote, "The Assembly will not be on the floor next week. The bills will be referred to committee and hearings will be held. We're currently reviewing the legislation and gathering input from farmers, including farmers from our own caucus," end quote. Voss also talked about the Dairy Innovation Hub and other rural initiatives. What's your takeaway? Lukewarm reception in that statement?
That's pretty lukewarm. It is true that the Republicans have a number of legislators that list farming as their primary occupation. In fact, by my count in the Blue Book, it's only Republicans that say that. And so, I mean, they have some claim to kind of expertise, I guess, but Robin Voss was clearly not going wholehearted for the governor's special session there or even the topics, although, again, they're not things that the Republicans can just brush off and ignore.
Talking to Arnold Schober, political scientist at Lawrence University, looking at Governor Evers' State of the State address. Governor Evers says he's also starting a task force to investigate student debt and its impact on Wisconsinites. Here's some of what he had to say.
We have to work on making higher education available to more folks in our state. We have to understand how education-related debt affects not just our students, but their families, too. And we have to address the fact that student debt is preventing folks from buying a car, starting a business, saving for retirement, and starting for a family.
So starting a task force that doesn't automatically lead to any kind of government action, why do you see this being a priority for the governor and others?
Well, kind of higher education, education debt is an issue, especially among kind of more suburban, kind of middle income Wisconsinites as around the country. And this is an area that Democrats typically have a much better kind of polling on than Republicans do. And if you recall, the previous couple U.S. Senate elections here have played on federal themes around student debt. And so Evers, I think, is trying to tap into that kind of uncertainty in that kind of area of political political support for himself and in his political party. That would be much harder for Republicans to get on board with, except perhaps with tuition freezes at the UW system or something along those lines.
One of the biggest points of controversy probably coming out of this and debates with Republicans will have to do with redistricting. Nonpartisan redistricting has been gaining momentum in Wisconsin and around the country. Governor Evers talked about that last night.
Unfortunately, nonpartisan redistricting legislation has been introduced for years. It's even received bipartisan support. The bill has never been given a public hearing. Well, when more than 80% of our state supports medical marijuana and 80% support universal background checks and extreme risk protection orders, and 70% support expanding Medicaid, and elected officials can ignore those numbers without consequence, folks, something's wrong.
First of all, Arnold, what do you make of that argument? The governor making the case that our current system of drawing districts makes government, in effect, less accountable to voters.
This is a national conversation, as you know, and that many states are having this question about how much should state legislatures in their partisan makeup of those state legislatures affect the lines that they draw. Wisconsin's constitution does give that to the legislature, not to the governor, so it's unclear that his executive order would carry any legal weight with the legislature or even constitutionally here. Although there is very clear kind of unhappiness with the way lines are drawn in many states. Could the Republicans in this state accept a different way to draw the lines? They have in other states. It really comes down to the details of who those quote-unquote non-political people are, whether we might see any support. That said, this current legislature is unlikely to go along with much on that front.
And this is a super timely issue. They just started counting the census, I think, in Alaska a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And this is an election year, whoever's in control of the legislature this year is going to be in charge of drawing these lines, right? So there's a lot at stake here in 2020.
Yes, this is a pivotal year for the next decade for representation in every state and certainly in our own, both at the federal level for Congress, but those lines for state assembly and state senate will also be redrawn. And that is in Wisconsin, where you see a lot more of those kind of allegations of gerrymandering pop up. The federal lines are perhaps slightly favorable to Republicans here, but the state, Senate, and district lines, you can see that much more pronounced. And so this is a big political issue. It's a big partisan issue, neither party really wants to lose control of that.
That said, a fair amount of people are upset about this. Is this something that people tend to vote on? At the voting booth, this might feel like an abstract concept.
I think that you're correct in saying that for many voters, it's very abstract because Americans in general don't understand how the lines come about. Legislators often don't understand all of the mathematical processes that have to go together to get the same number of people in every district. And so it's hard to motivate lots of folks to go to the polls, except, right, in those places where individuals feel somehow disenfranchised by the lines, that they don't have a bigger say, perhaps, in government. So those pockets, there are pockets of voters who will, but in the main, I don't see this as a kind of a banner issue driving thousands of voters to the polls. Some for sure, and will hear it, but as a primary issue, I would be very surprised.
Now, the biggest job usually in state government is coming up with the state budget. That's every 2 years. This is not one of those years. So that said, what are the big issues you're watching in the year to come in our last minute here?
Well, I do think it will be interesting to see if there's traction on that redistricting commission. It is an issue that Democrats can beat over the heads of Republicans ad nauseum. I'm interested where that goes. I am also interested to see where some of the kind of health things happen, kind of vaping reform, kind of vaping issues and mental health issues. Those are ones that are less partisan than the redistricting. It'll be interesting to see how the emphasis lies with, again, the few days left in the state legislative session.
Arnold, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, my pleasure.
We've been talking to Arnold Schober, professor of government at Lawrence University in Appleton. He joins us today to talk about last night's State of the State address delivered by Governor Evers. You can find more about that address, follow our reporting over at WPR.org/news, and weigh in with your thoughts, your priorities for what you want to see come out of the governor, the legislature, on issues like supporting farmers in the state, how we draw our redistricting lines, and more. That's at WPR.org, or you can always weigh in over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.